Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, January 20th, 2022. The FDP is opposed to a universal implementation of 30 km/h speed limits on Berlin's roads. Felix Reifschneider, transport policy spokesman for the FDP, believes that for road safety, it is much more important for the speed limit to be effectively controlled on existing 30 km/h roads, and added that the Senate can take immediate action in this regard without looking to the federal government. Reifschneider was reacting to the idea expressed by Transport Senator Bettina Jarasch to join an initiative of the German Association of Cities for more 30 km/h zones. The initiative calls on the federal government to create the legal prerequisites for municipalities to be able to impose these speed limits in built-up areas where they deem it necessary. According to a report in the Tagesspiegel, Jarasch is considering a Senate bill to get Berlin to join the initiative. She stated, quote, "As a municipality, we need more creative freedom from the federal government when it comes to creating these new 30 km/h zones. I can't imagine anyone in the Senate being against joining the initiative." Unquote. An expansion of these speed limit zones in Berlin is also enshrined in the coalition agreement between the SPD, the Greens, and the Left. In the opinion of the Berlin police, the planned police station at Kottbusser Tor only makes sense with further supplementary measures like video surveillance. Police Chief Barbara Slovic emphasized that an overall concept and the interaction of different measures and parties are crucial, stating, quote, "As is so often the case, it's about a holistic concept. In a first step, the Kotti station as a starting point, then video surveillance, but also urban planning changes," unquote. Slovic added that video surveillance in the square, which has a lot of theft, drug dealing, and robberies, could be a pilot project in Berlin, but what it would consist of exactly depends on the legal framework and other measures for more security. She also explained that the size of the station needs to be clarified, depending on local requirements and the necessary and available personnel. And the district itself is also being called upon to potentially better illuminate the area under the U-Bahn line at Kottbusser Tor. The new Senator of the Interior, Iris Spranga, announced on Monday that she wanted to, quote, "quickly put her money where her mouth is," unquote, regarding the police station, and that the police presence and visibility should be significantly increased to a station operating 24/7 with video surveillance. The police had previously pointed out that a permanent station at Kottbusser Tor would be much more difficult to set up than at Alexanderplatz, for example, because at Kotti there is a large traffic circle with several lanes over which the U-Bahn runs and little free space for a police station. More stations and video surveillance at certain locations in Berlin are part of the coalition agreement of the SPD, the Greens, and the Left. Mayor Giffey is demanding a clear regulation from the federal government to reserve PCR capacities of the labs, primarily for those who work with vulnerable groups, such as nursing staff or paramedics. PCR testing capacities have been expanded recently, however. Compared to December, there was a tripling of tests at the state's own sites and a quadrupling at private providers. But according to the mayor, that increase was finite. There are bottlenecks in testing availability that can't be controlled, and it is clear that Berlin does not have enough PCR tests available under current procedures. Giffey explained that prioritization for those working with vulnerable groups must be organized by the federal government, referring to the Conference of Minister Presidents scheduled for next Monday. The debate on prioritization was initiated by Federal Health Minister Karl Lauterbach, who said as recently as last Friday that PCR tests should be prioritized for use by healthcare workers and nursing homes. The state of Berlin had also introduced a motion to this effect at the Conference of Health Ministers on Monday. And according to the Association of Accredited Medical Labs in Germany, or ALM, nearly 2 million PCR tests were performed across the country last week, more than ever before in a single week since the start of the pandemic. And the ALM announced that while testing capacity has been increased, it is now reaching its limit. The utilization rate is already at 86% nationwide, and in Berlin, as high as 92%. The ALM is therefore also calling for an immediate prioritization of PCR tests. In other words, they believe that PCR tests for vacations or to attend an event, for example, should be put on the back burner, and the priority should be adequately testing vulnerable groups and maintaining normal lab operations. As with the Berlin police force, the Omicron wave is also hitting the BVG. As the company announced, since yesterday, Berlin's bus service has been reduced as a result of increasing sick leave and quarantine numbers among BVG staff. 10 bus lines are affected by the cuts in the timetable. According to the company, all sections and stops in the bus network will continue to be served. However, frequencies will be thinned out, for example, on sections where several different lines run in parallel. But the BVG assured that the Metro bus lines will run at least every 10 minutes. The U-Bahn and tram have not been affected so far, though the company is expected to announce a second package of schedule adjustments for the coming week sometime later today. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.